The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Welcome back, Christina. How you doing?
I'm great, Gil. How are you?
I am fine. Okay, you've got some home hacks of some sort here, right?
Yeah, I'd say they're pretty cool, if I do say so myself.
Okay.
For starters, did you know that you can keep your metal tools and hardware in your toolbox rust-free with blackboard chalk?
I absolutely did not know that. How does that work?
Well, chalk is moisture-absorbing, so it traps dampness. So you just want to scatter several pieces in your toolbox.
Can you use chalk elsewhere to fight dampness?
Indeed, you can.
Huh.
If you have a musty closet, you could fill up a cheesecloth or muslin bag with the chalk and just hang the bag inside the closet. They're fabrics that breathe, and that should help absorb the dampness and the odor.
I love that one. What else do you have?
Well, I love this one, as a matter of fact. One of my colleagues did it. You can use a makeup sponge to fill small holes in drywall.
That is very cool, although I have absolutely no idea how that would work.
I know. So you stuff the sponge in the hole. You might have to trim it first, and then you just spackle over it. Very simple. Obviously, it's for small holes. Are you ready for this next one? Because it involves a drill and the bathtub.
Okay. It sounds like how to build a leaky bathtub, but sure. What are we talking about?
Well, it's not as bad as it sounds.
Okay.
It takes a lot of elbow grease to deep clean a dirty bathtub.
Yes, but I'm sure you have an easier way. That's the whole purpose of this segment.
Exactly. So if you attach a foam polishing ball to a cordless drill, that's basically what you need, your tool. Spray your favorite cleaner on the bathtub and shower walls and go to town. The drill is going to power the scrubbing you need to do, not you, and the foam polisher means you won't scratch the tub. And these foam polishing balls are usually available in the automotive section of many big box stores.
That's great. I love these kinds of things. Give us some more here.
Oh, sure. Did you know you can use clear nail polish to fill a tiny hole in a glass window?
Okay, I know you can use it to close small holes in window screens. I haven't heard about glass windows.
Yeah, Gil, it's the same idea, especially if the hole is a small one. You can apply a few coats to create a seal over the pinprick-sized hole, and that should help you at least for a while. Here's another one. Do you mow your lawn?
Yeah, not fun, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, I can't help you with the task itself, but you know how grass clippings stick to the mower undercarriage and blades?
Yes, which is a mess.
Yeah. So if you spray the mower blades with cooking spray before you mow, it'll keep the grass from sticking and building up there.
Oh, I like that one. That's good.
And you can also use cooking spray in another way. You can use it in your freezer. You know how ice can build up in freezers along the sides?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so the spray prevents the buildup. Just spray it on the spots that are prone to icing, let it sit for 5 minutes, and then wipe it up.
That is great. We got time for one more.
Okay, so you can use painter's tape, not just to paint within the lines when you're painting, but you can use it to perfect any caulking you do. You just clean and dry the area. Say you're going to caulk around your bathtub. Clean and dry the area. Lay the tape above and below the area you want to caulk.
Yeah, just peel off the tape while the caulk is still wet. That's absolutely perfect.
Yep.
Great, great, great ideas. Easy to do. You can get more information on smart and easy maintenance, my favorite kind, at houselogic.com/radio. And follow House Logic on Facebook at facebook.com/houselogic. Christina, as always, thank you.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of houselogic.com.